1320 WILS. You see the TV ads now more and more low T. And now, in fact, we've seen a doubling of the prescription of testosterone. This is for middle-aged and older men, telling them that, hey, you are the reason why you're tired, the reason why you're this or that is because you have low testosterone. Let's talk to one of the country's top experts on this issue, a man who studied it closely, Dr. Thomas Gill with us, a geriatrician, I should say, at Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Gill, great to have you on WILS.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, now you looked at the use of testosterone. Now, the typical older man, does he have an issue or a problem with his testosterone?
Well, about 15% of men over age 65 will have low levels, in their serum, but whether they're related to any symptoms or not is often uncertain.
Now, why is that uncertain?
Well, because as one ages, they develop a constellation of symptoms in different bodily areas, so it's not always easy to make a connection to low testosterone.
In an older man who begins to take testosterone, what is he going to feel initially in the first months?
Right. Well, testosterone is probably most commonly prescribed for men who have diminished sexual desire and sexual function, and that's often the area that's of greatest interest to the man, and so they're hoping to have an improvement in their sexual function,
their
sexual drive.
Is that typically an improvement?
Well, clinically there often is, but that's probably where the evidence is the strongest for the use of testosterone. But we conducted a trial evaluating sexual function and benefits in six other areas because the evidence is somewhat mixed, mm-hmm. And prior trials have been rather small. So this is a trial of nearly 800 men who are 65 and older who had low levels of testosterone that were confirmed by second measurement and who had specific symptoms that could have been attributable to the low testosterone.
Well, you say they're mixed, so what does that mean, mixed results?
Well, there was modest benefits for sexual function. There was some benefit for anemia, reversing anemia or low blood levels. Some benefit in improving bone mineral density, but really no benefit at all in terms of improving memory or cognitive function or vitality or physical function.
And this is using it, what, for several months or years? Or?
Yeah, the trial evaluated testosterone gel that was titrated up to get within a range that's considered to be normal for younger men. Mm-hmm. And they were maintained on that treatment for a year.
A full year, okay. Dr. Thomas Gill with us, geriatrician at Yale School of Medicine. Is there any drawback to at least trying it?
Well, there is potential concern about cardiovascular adverse events. And in fact, that was the one trial within the larger trial that, again, suggested that the non-calcified plaques, which is an indicator of coronary artery disease, actually increased in men who had testosterone. Now, the trial was not large enough or men weren't treated long enough to determine whether that ultimately led to an increase in heart attacks or other bad cardiovascular events. But it does raise some legitimate concerns. And the other thing that's worth noting is that in this trial and in most other trials, men who were already at risk for adverse side effects were excluded. For example, prostate cancer is perhaps one of the most adverse outcomes that's of greatest concern.
Okay, so if you have a prostate issue, you want to avoid testosterone, you're saying?
Generally, because either it could increase the size of the testosterone and block the flow of urine outside from the bladder, or it could help some of the cancer cells that may already exist multiply more rapidly and then lead to a cancer that's of you know, concern. Now, in this trial, because of its size and treatment for only a year, only a couple very small and prostate cancers were even identified, and they were no different in the testosterone group versus the placebo group.
Okay, so other than a potential prostate cancer problems or in the cardiovascular issue, beyond that, is testosterone relatively safe to take?
Well, again, this trial can only comment about treatment for the course of a year. Men are often started on testosterone for uncertain reasons, and then treatments continue beyond the year. And so our results really can't comment on that. Now, I will say that even though the benefits were mixed on these objective indicators, men generally felt better when they were on testosterone.
What does that mean? Like, how do they describe it?
They felt that they just, when we asked a global question of, you know, how their sexual function was, they said it was better. When we asked them how their physical function was, just a single global question, they said it was better. And if they felt a single global question, if they had more energy, they said they were better.
So do you think it has beneficial psychic effects in general?
There's, I think, an argument to be made there that testosterone, there are some receptors in the brain for testosterone, and that may be providing, you know, or explaining some of the results of the trial. But again, on the usual objective reasons why testosterone is often prescribed, you know, the benefits were modest and in some areas not observed at all. And again, we can't forget the potential adverse consequences such as prostate cancer and potentially cardiovascular disease.
That's a tough decision to make. So we've seen, a doubling or so right now. It's several million prescriptions. Do you think it's being overprescribed right now?
Well, I think the pharmaceutical industry is doing a good job of promoting it, and they've created this, quote, disease called low T, and they're promoting it in the lay press and in media, and that's created a lot of concern in the medical community. And then, but it's a very savvy strategy from a pharmaceutical perspective because they build up the demand. You know, the patients will come into their docs showing them these flyers about this condition, low T, and saying, "Doc, do I have this? I have many of these, you know, many of these symptoms and problems."
So, testosterone drops off on its own, right, as we get older?
Yes, and that's the challenge in this population. There are age-related changes in testosterone, I mean, reductions, and the question is this just part of normal aging, or is this really a disease, a disorder, a condition that warrants treatment? And it's unlike in younger men in which they have some fundamental endocrinology condition that's leading to the low T.
Is there any youthful effect from taking testosterone as an older man?
Well, again, the evidence for this trial indicates that it, you know, doesn't bring back, you know, youth. And, you know, that's, I think, not what men should be expecting. Maybe expecting some improvement in their sexual function. And in some of those areas, you know, a pill like Viagra may be sufficient. And in fact, in the trial that was published last year, the magnitude of the benefit was greater in you know, men who have testosterone, Viagra rather than testosterone.
Is there really anything out there that can bring our youth back a little bit?
Yeah, well, again, pharmaceutical companies are looking at agents that are similar to testosterone, have the benefits without some of the adverse effects, and they're called selective androgen receptor inhibitors. And, you know, but again, there's nothing yet available in, you know, for to be prescribed.
It's Dr. Thomas Gill, geriatrician at Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Gill, thank you. It's been very informative. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.